Hey guys, my name is G and welcome to my new series called Jesus Talk with G. In this podcast series, I'm going to be talking a little bit about my journey as being a follower of Christ and how I deal with certain situations. And hopefully, some of you guys may learn something and find this helpful. So let's get into it. But before we get started, let's first go into our weekly verse. Every episode before I get into the day's topic, I will be randomly selecting one of some of my favorite verses so that God might speak to us through it. Okay, so here I am scrolling through my verses and have my eyes closed. I think I'm going to choose this one. So the one that I chose is Hebrews 11:1, which reads, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And now on to today's topic, which is my testimony. And my testimony basically is just my story on how, or anyone's story. A testimony is anyone's story on how they became a follower of Christ and how they started, you know, developing a relationship with them, how they became a Christian, all that stuff. So, all my life, I was raised to believe in God and go to church every Sunday. Even though I was and still am a Catholic, I wasn't a true follower of Christ until this summer. Before the COVID-19 pandemic started, I was going to my church and I was taking catechism classes, which were classes I would go to every week to learn about the church and God. I was really excited because I used to take these classes back in second grade so I could take communion, and now I was finally doing it again so I could be confirmed into the church. However, on my first day of catechism, I noticed that none of my classmates were as excited as I was. They were all chatting with their friends, texting on their phones, some were even drawing, basically anything but paying attention to the teacher. I felt bad because even though the teacher knew that I was the only one who actually wanted to learn, one person just wasn't enough motivation for him. Then once quarantine started, they had to cancel the classes completely, and I was left with very little knowledge about God. I had the famous social media app that most of you may know called TikTok, and I would spend countless hours on that app, mindlessly scrolling for looking for some entertainment to brighten up my dull life. One day, a very good Christian friend of mine sends me a video of this boy speaking about Jesus and reading the Bible. I liked the message, but I didn't think too much of it afterward, so I liked the video and kept on scrolling through my recommended videos. After that, I got more and more content about God and the Bible and prayers on my For You page, which are videos that the app thinks you might be interested in watching. After watching so many educational videos, I realized just exactly what Jesus did on the cross for us and how I was not going to heaven just for being a quote-unquote good person. July 13th is the day when I decided to give my life to Christ, and I started living for him, and I haven't regretted it since. Shortly after, another Christian friend of mine was asking me what my plans for the future were, and I've always disliked talking about my future because it brought me anxiety. And that night, I cried out to God and asked him to give me a sign on what he wanted me to do with my life. And the next morning, he answered me. I was on my Bible app reading the verse of the day, and that day's Bible verse was Matthew 6:34, which reads, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I was so amazed that after I had read the devotional, I prayed and thanked God for answering me, because that's when I knew he was with me and listening to me always. So I know this episode was a little short for it being my first one, but the ones following will be much longer and I will have more content in them, so stay tuned. Speaking about next week's episode, I will be discussing sin and how you can overcome it with Jesus. But until then, I hope you all have a great rest of your week. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Bye!